It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello and welcome to our Talking Flicks Oscars special for 2026. Grant Lee, hello.
Hello, JT. Are you looking forward to this?
Oh, it's just always nerve-wracking, this special, isn't it, every year?
It is. It's so nerve-wracking because you know what's really worrying me the most is you won last year, okay?
Yeah.
Which, you know, you haven't won at all. Out of all the years we've been doing this, you've never won, which is a really bad reflection to me. So this year I do have to redeem myself because if I don't, this is not a good thing. I should know all this. And, yeah.
You need to.
So I am
stressing. And so for our listeners, every year we do an annual, what do you call it, a tip-off, Mr. Lee? We go through our Oscar predictions, yes?
Yeah. Tip-off sounds a bit, yeah. But, yeah, we'll say that.
All right. It is going to be a massive ceremony this coming Monday, airing on Channel 7 from about 9:30 with the red carpet, the main ceremony getting underway between 10 and 11. What do you make of this year's Oscars, Mr. Lee? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking it's a two-horse race. That's it.
Yeah.
Which everyone's been saying, which is Sinners and One Battle After Another. And if you take a look at all of the previous award shows, these two have dominated a lot of the actual award shows. So these two, and if there has been something that has came out of left field, it's very left field. It's like the Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer, thank you. Last year, like, it was the same thing. So having just two movies that everyone's talking about. But you know what? If something takes it out that's not one of those movies, it's going to be a huge, huge upset.
Well, there always is, right? There's always these little dark horses that come out every year and you look at it and go, I did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
But then there are some predictable ones as well. But last year it was all about Timothy Chalamet, wasn't it? I mean, he was the big name last year, and he won't be this year.
He will be this year either. I think it's a lot of other people, and that's it.
Let's run through. You mentioned there's two big movies we'll be talking a lot about over the next half an hour. One Battle After Another, which is Leonardo DiCaprio's big movie, and also Michael B. Jordan's Sinners. Sinners is the talk of the town this year, isn't it? Because, 16 noms?
Yeah, which is incredible. And it is the most nominations for a movie ever.
That's crazy. And
I can remember going watching this movie and I had no idea what the movie was about. I think it was very talented how they had Michael B. Jordan play both brothers. And it looked real. It looked like he had a twin. In the movie, you believed he had a twin brother. And how to do that would have been incredible to actually just portray one brother and then remember what you've done and do it as another brother. It is insane. But I'm not a big fan of zombie type things. I'm not a big fan of it, which when it went down that high. And I understand why they did it and it's all about the music and all that. The ending, I was a bit worried about what happened at the end. Thinking, such and such is going to, become a vampire type thing, but which is really nice that his brother saved him. But it's still a very different movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You went along and saw it. I remember you going to see it last year. And what were your thoughts on the movie? Did you enjoy it? Do you reckon it's worth it 16 noms?
Thank God I don't vote in the Academy because I wouldn't have. No, it's not my type of movie. I honestly, as I said, I understand the whole idea. The only thing I would have nominated it for would have been for special effects because it was incredible how they had Michael B. Jordan on the screen talking to himself as a brother. Then he talks to, and they're totally different brothers. And to do that through the whole movie, that is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, certainly is. So Sinners is one movie. One Battle After Another is another one. Now, this is the one that you did enjoy this one, didn't you? This is more your pick or not?
I actually watched about 20 minutes of it. That's about all. because yet again, it was a different, very different movie. But this is up for 13 noms. It has won Best Film in the BAFTAs. So it was a clear winner. Got Best Director, Best Supporting Actor, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Editing, and Best Cinematography. Which that's huge when you think a movie that is Leonardo DiCaprio, he is an Oscar-winning performer. You can't, you know, say no, he is. He does some great work. He was brilliant in Wolf and Wall Street as well. And he did play the part very, very well. But he didn't take out the BAFTA for it, which is quite remarkable.
Well, so Best Picture nominees, we've got Begonia, F1, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dream. So, yeah, you're right. We're looking at least a two-horse race there. Do you think there could be any surprise packets coming out of that?
Well, I will be very surprised. I think it's only the two. One Battle After Another and Sinners are the only ones. Now, I have watched Train Dreams. That was Joel Edgerton, Australian in that. It was good. I don't think it's Oscar. Marty Supreme, he got 9 noms, and a lot of people were raving about this. And yet again, Timothée Chalamet, who starred in it. And it was very well done. F1, Brad Pitt, insane. Like, Apple threw a lot of money into that movie and have a massive release it did. And it was really good. You don't have to be an F1 supporter. You don't have to like that sort of racing. It was still a very good story. Hamnet, I don't think. Frankenstein, and Begonia, no. Secret Agent, no. Sentimental Value, no. I think it's just the two. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely the two as well. But will it come down to one ballot? It'll come down to one of those two, but which one will get the gong? It's going to be close. But I look forward to seeing, as we unpack things a bit later on, Mr. Lee, which way you opt to go with your picks.
Yes.
One Battle After Another, 13 nominations as well. We've got 13, 16, some big numbers there. The previous record was 14 nominations, which was held by films like Titanic. That also did well. 14 back in the day. All About Eve, and remember La La Land. That was another one.
Oh yes,
picked up 40 noms. Yeah, yep. So.
Wow. And isn't that the year they got it wrong? They announced La La Land as the best picture, and it wasn't.
What an absolute cluster that was.
Wasn't it?
Somebody had to roll. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, so the 98th Academy Awards will be held Monday at the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. Some big names will be hitting the red carpet and some big winners as well. Mr. Lee, it's time to go through. And we're going to do 6 awards. Going to do six Oscars and do our predictions for 6 different categories. The 6 big ones, I suppose, you could say. And we are going to touch on music, which I usually nail music every year, don't I? That seems to be
you
I always
do.
Get right.
Yeah, you always get the music one. You always get that one. I think I struggled last year. I think it came down to that one that I lost on.
You lost. Yeah, it didn't take much for you. Yeah, just it was 1 point last year, and it could very well be again. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. The first award for the 2026 Oscars, actor in a leading role. The nominees are Timothée Chalamet in Marty Supreme, Leonardo DiCaprio, One Battle After Another, Ethan Hawke in Blue Moon, Michael B. Jordan in Sinners, and Wagner Moura in The Secret Agent. Mr. Lee, who are you locking in?
I'm locking in Michael B. Jordan for Sinners because I think that was an incredible role he did. Who else can play two parts? Like that's incredible to think you can do something like that.
Very good. Yep. All right, well, that's it.
Now, and what about you?
Okay, well, I was torn and I was going to go the underdog initially, Timothée Chalamet, Marty Supreme. I don't know why. I just have a feeling that could turn things, but no.
Yeah.
It will be Michael B. Jordan for me for this one. But Timothée Chalamet, I think, I'm not even looking at Leonardo. I'm looking at Timothée Chalamet here that could very well be the upset there.
Yeah, he actually did play the part. If I had to pick two, which would be really good if we did, because at least I don't 50-50 chance, I would go Timothée Chalamet as well.
Yeah.
I think he was incredible in Marty Supreme playing that role. To learn table tennis that he did, because wasn't it like a few years or something he learned how to play table tennis? So, yeah. So, yeah, I would go those two if I had to pick, but Michael B. Jordan, definitely.
You just can't look away from him, I think, from a movie that has got the most noms and been the most talked about. Why are we overlooking Leonardo, though? I don't know what the why are we not considering
him? Which is really bad, because he was brilliant in it. He didn't win the BAFTA. He's just, I don't know, it's, yeah.
All right, well, there you go. So, Mr. Lee and I are locking in one apiece, Michael B. Jordan. Let's see if we can break the deadlock here in actress in a leading role. The nominees are Jessie Buckley in Hamnet, Rose Byrne, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Kate Hudson, Song Sung Blue. What a great movie that was. You raved about that one, didn't you?
I did. Loved it. Yep. Brilliant.
Renate Reinsve, Sentimental Value. And Emma Stone in Begonia. I'll go first this time, Mr. Lee. Yep. And I'm locking in Jessie Buckley, Hamlet.
Wow. Why is that? Why do you think?
I just think out of those movies, I think it's the most talked about. All tips are heading that way, I think. So I'm going Jessie Buckley for this one. Although, you know my thoughts on Hamlet, Mr. Lee, I've got PTSD still from that. But, I think Jessie Buckley could be the one this year. That could be very interesting. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm going to agree with you. I've picked Jessie Buckley as well. So lock that in for me.
All right, locked in.
Now, the reasons why I've gone for her is she's won the BAFTA. It's also got the Critics' Choice and the ACT Awards, which used to be the SAG. She has won those already. And there has been no competition at all for anyone else.
No.
It's always been Jessie. So for her to go to that nominee and then go and win all those others, she's won it already.
All right. Well, let's do the animated feature film. The nominees, Mr. Lee, are?
Arco, Ingo, which I can't remember that one. Elio, which that was a good movie. I actually enjoyed that one. K-pop Demon Hunters, Little Amelia, or the Character of Rain, and Zootopia 2 are the nominees. Now, I'm going to lock in, and this is really left field because Zootopia 2 is still playing in cinemas everywhere, including all our sites. We're still playing it, and it opened in November last year, and you would think I'd go for that one. No, I'm actually going for K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
is that left field?
No, I don't think it is, actually. I think it's actually probably right as well. I think it's
please
left
don't
field.
Tell me you got it.
Yes, I have locked in K-pop Demon Hunters as well. And I've got to say, it's going up, 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 Mr. Lee. So, you know, I mean, I still love that song now. Every time it comes on, it's just, I do agree with Zootopia too. I do. But I think K-pop Demon Hunters have got this one in the bag.
I do too.
So again, hard to. If you had to pick a close second, would you be saying Zootopia?
I probably would, but it'd be a tie, and I think I would go for Elio. I think those two are very, very similar, and a lot of detail in those two, but probably Zootopia 2 just by half a point, but yeah. I think it'd be interesting. And you know what? We've probably picked the wrong one. but I'm surprised you picked K-pop. I'm shocked at that.
No, I think it's been huge. K-pop's huge at the moment. And I just
We did massive numbers here in town, and I know our other sites did massive numbers. It's massive.
I don't know. Maybe we're going too predictable here, Miss Lee. I'm not sure, we haven't broke the deadlock yet, but maybe.
No, not yet.
Best director, although I highly doubt it. Let's have a look. The directing nominees are Hamnet, Chloe Zhao, Marty Supreme, Josh Safdie, One Battle After Another is Paul Thomas Anderson. Sentimental Value is Joachim Trier. And Sinners is Ryan Coogler. Well, this could actually go a couple of ways, but I'll go first. I am locking in Paul Thomas Anderson. One Battle After Another.
Okay. That's interesting. Do we have something that's a bit different?
Oh, maybe.
Now, can I just say, before I announce who I've got, he did win the BAFTA for Best Director, which is really good. He won the Critics' Choice as well, which is incredible to think that, which it did win other awards as well, but Paul did win that one. My pick is Paul Thomas Anderson as well.
Hey, there you go. We got fired off. Well, yeah. I just think that. He was the director. He was the. He was involved in Boogie Nights, wasn't he? Was he the writer?
Oh, was he? Was he? Oh, yeah, really?
I think that was back in. You know, that your favorite. Oh. Your favorite movie with.
Oh, it was. Wahlberg. It was my favorite movie.
Yeah, that was.
We both went and saw that, didn't we? Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights, oh God. Did we? No.
It was 97. No, probably not.
No, we definitely didn't.
It was 97.
Yeah.
He was. He was the director of Boogie Nights and the writer as well.
There you go. So, you know, he's around for a while. But I don't know. This is tough going against, because you kind of want to look at Ryan Coogler as well, don't you?
Because yeah,
how do you have a movie that's got 16 noms? And going against it, but I don't know. I just think that the Paul Thomas might get him here, yeah. I think.
Mm. I agree. I think he will, which, you know, being a director is a massive job. But we have seen in the past where a director may get best director, but the picture is not best picture.
No.
So it could be, something that, you know, could upset it again. So it'll be very interesting to see what comes about with that one.
All right, we've got two more awards to go. All right, let's roll out Best Picture nominees. And Mr. Lee, they are?
They are Begolia, F1, Frankenstein, Hemnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dreams are the nominees for Best Picture. Now, my pick, I really hope we've gone different here, but my pick is One Battle After Another. Okay, with that laugh, I give a...
Yeah, you no, I'm going well. One Battle here as well.
Yeah.
It's really hard to break the deadlock, isn't it? I just think it that is. Some of these are going to get wrong, surely.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, again, you'd have to say Sinners could be up there as well. I mean,
it could be. And, you know, the sad thing about Sinners is it got best screenplay in the BAFTAs. It got original score in Golden Globes. It got screenplay in the Critics' Choice and the SAG, Outstanding Cast. But it didn't get Best Picture.
No.
Or Best Director, which, you know, if you've got that many noms in the Oscars, and already previous to all this, it's not a good sign, is it?
No. Well, I just think when you look at it, it's the fact that, yeah, you're looking at a thrilling piece of filmmaking, the storytelling in One Battle After Another. You know, some, you know, a bit comical. And a lot of people just raved about it last year. So you got to go One Battle After Another, which leaves us with one more category. We've got to do something here. Got to do something.
We do. We have to be different. We should have had a tiebreaker.
Well, we're going to have to if this happens. We're going to need a tiebreaker. We're going to need one more. We're going to have to keep going. Okay. Music, original score. The nominees are Begonia, Jerskine Fendrix, Frankenstein, Andre Display, Hamnet is Max Richter, One Battle After Another, Johnny Greenwood, and Sinners, Ludwig Göransson.
You did really well. I'm really impressed you could say those.
Stumbled. Now, this is my turn to go first in this one, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm so pleased because this is where you got me last year.
Okay, well, music. Let's see whether we match up here, Mr. Lee. I am going Sinners. Ludwig. Look, Doran's...
I'm just going to show you that I am not copying you, but definitely I've got serious.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well,
because the whole movie was about music.
Yes.
And Sinners, it was about music. And they had to have the right music for, you know, those zombie people to come. And that was the whole thing about it. It has to win. If it doesn't win music, there is something not right, isn't it?
Something definitely not right.
Okay. I cannot believe, can I just say, we have not spoken. We wanted to get our reactions before we did this. I did not tell him, tell JT my picks at all, because we did. We wanted to get our reactions of, you know, I can't believe we picked the same ones, all six categories.
So, Mr. Lee, we're going to do something very different here.
Yes.
We are going to choose a random category. And we're going to do this on the fly with no thought. There's been no preparation or...
Great.
This is just very random. Okay, we're going to do Best Supporting Actor, Benicio Del Toro, One Battle After Another, Jacob Elordi, Frankenstein, Delroy Lindo, Cinders, Sean Penn, One Battle After Another, or Stellan Skarsgård, Sentimental Value.
Yeah. Well, is it my turn to go first? I think it is.
It is your turn.
I'm going to go with Sean Penn. And the reason why I'm going with Sean Penn in that is he has already won so many already. Previous awards, BAFTAs, everything. So now please tell me you've gone someone different. Please.
I have.
No.
We're about to break. Yep, there's it. I'm putting everything on the line here. And I'm going to go Stellan Skarsgård, Sentimental Value.
Ooh. Excellent. He actually played the part very well. We're playing this movie in a couple of weeks, so I really do hope it wins something, because I'm sure people will come and see Sentimental Value when we play it.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's break the mold.
That's awesome. That's great.
Okay. So we're down to one, and this is off the this was the tiebreaker, because most of the awards are going to be pretty boring according to us. And exceptionally predictable.
So predictable.
All right, we're locked in, Mr. Lee. So Monday, 10 o'clock, bring it on.
Yeah. You know what? I think I said this last year as well. This is the only day I can watch TV at work.
You get away with it, yes. Yeah, exactly right.
And it's such a great day. I actually really do enjoy it. And I love watching the Oscars. I think it's so much fun. And even to make it even better with you and I doing this, it's like, okay.
No, it's going to be good fun. And so make sure you catch the red carpet from about 9:30. See all the stars rocking in. And then from about 10 onwards, anytime between 10 and 11, the ceremony will get underway. The 98th Academy Awards from the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. And we'll see whether Sinners makes history, going for, you know, they can sweep the floor, or whether or not there will be somebody else coming in. And whether or not, Mr. Lee, you and I have done enough to... Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, because fingers crossed I have. Please. I can't lose to you, not 2 years in a row.
You might be all right. We'll see how we go. And we will, of course, have all the latest breakdown of the Oscars in next week's show. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday, because, it'll either be me turning up early and bragging, right, or I'll be late.
Yeah, one of the two. But we'll find out next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah, hopefully as a winner, Mr. Lee, or as a loser. Oh. We'll find out. Have a good one. We'll catch you next Thursday.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.